All right, so are you ready to dive into a really fun story with me today?
I'm so ready.
Awesome. Okay, so today we're going to be looking at Sled Race Down Avalanche Hill. And wow, what a
I
title.
know, just reading that title, I am already picturing like the biggest mountain of snow and sleds just flying down.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like just that image in itself is like childhood, you
It's
know?
just pure fun.
It's just like joy and like, snow and sledding and like, what's better?
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's dive in. So we've got Coco and Devin, right? That's who we're following. And they are entering this annual sled race down Avalanche Hill, like we said.
Yes, the biggest, snowiest hill in town.
And everyone is so excited, and they all have these really cool sleds.
Yeah, they do. I was reading about Max and Maya. They have this really sleek sled. I bet it's super
Oh,
fast.
for sure, like aerodynamic, probably.
Yeah, it probably just like cuts right through the snow.
And then we have Finn and Leo, and they're on this like old wooden sled. So I'm imagining it's got those like classic slats of wood. It's probably all bumpy.
I know, and you can hear it coming down the hill, like clunk, clunk,
Exactly. But
clunk.
then there's Coco and Devin. And this is the best part. Their sled is made from an old trash can lid.
I know. Can you imagine just seeing that come down the hill? It's like round and shiny.
I bet it stins.
I bet it does too.
Ah, that's amazing. Okay, so everyone's lined up at the starting line, right? Hearts are pounding, the bell rings, and they're off.
Then they're off.
Max and Maya, they just take off immediately. Like we thought, super sleek sled. They're in the lead.
Zooming ahead.
Finn and Leo, they're bumping along, having fun. And then Coco and Devin, their trash can lid. I mean, it's just spinning like a pizza.
Like a pizza going down this huge
I
hill.
know, just round and round. I wonder if they get dizzy.
Oh, they must, but I bet they're laughing the whole way
Oh,
down.
I bet they're having a blast. So as they're going down this hill, it's not just a straight shot down Avalanche Hill, right? There's obstacles.
Right. There's that giant snow bump that everyone has to go over. It just sends the sleds flying through
Flying
them.
through the air.
And then there's this super narrow gap between two trees. You gotta like squeeze your sled through there.
I bet people get stuck.
I bet some people do. And then there's a squirrel like running across the path. What do you do when a squirrel's in your way?
I don't even know.
Like, do you steer around it? What happens?
Oh my goodness, so much happening. And so Max and Maya, right? They're in the lead, they're doing great. But then, oh no, they hit a patch of ice and they spin out.
Yeah, they totally lose control. That's got to be so frustrating when you're in the lead and something like that
I
happens.
know, and it's just like life, right? Sometimes you think you're doing great and then something unexpected happens.
Exactly. It's all about how you react to those things that matters.
I love it. Okay, so now it's the final stretch of the race. Finn and Leo, they're bumping along. Coco and Devin, they're still spinning. Max and Maya, they're trying to catch up.
It's anyone's game at this point.
It is. And then as they're coming down to the finish line, Devin shouts to Coco, "Let's lean together." I
What?
know. And so they both lean into the spin, and suddenly their sled straightens out. I know, they just like zoom past Finn and Leo, they pass Max and Maya, and whoosh across the finish line.
The trash can lid wins.
Coco and Devin, the ones with the crazy trash can lid sled, they won.
That is amazing. I love that they worked together and they never gave up, even when their sled was spinning out of control.
Yeah, they just had fun. And that's the best part, right? They were creative and they were resilient.
I know, and everyone was cheering for them at the finish line because everyone loves to see someone try their best and have fun doing it.
I love that so much. What a good story.
It's a great story.
You know, it reminds me of that saying, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And I feel like that really applies here.
Coco and Devin may have started with an unusual sled, but they ended up winning the race and having a great time along the way.
That's what matters most.
It is.
So now I'm curious, what kind of crazy sled would you build?
Oh my gosh, so many ideas.
Would it fly? Would it have a horn that plays music?
Maybe it would be shaped like a rocket ship and it would shoot sparks out the back.
What would you call it?
I think I would call it the Sparkling Comet.
That's a great name. I think I would build a sled that looks like a giant pizza slice. I would call it the pepperoni flyer.
I love it, and it could leave a trail of pepperoni scent behind it.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. All right, listeners, what kind of sled would you build and what would you call it? Maybe you can draw it and share it with us.
Yeah, we would love to see your creations.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us.
It was so fun.
We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.